From Washington, this is VOA News. As of Sunday, there has been no response from the normally loquacious North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the UN Security Council, which voted 15-0 for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. That's a third of what the company produces in exports. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley now on the new sanctions.
We must work together to fully implement the sanctions we impose today and those imposed in past resolutions. The step we take together today is an important one, but we should not fool ourselves into thinking we have solved the problem. Not even close.
The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Wang also said he advised Ri Yong-ho to take a double suspension approach to easing tensions on the peninsula, an approach that calls for the suspension of North Korea's nuclear tests and the suspension of joint military drills by the U.S. and South Korea. This is VOA News.